Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week we're talking Toy Story Land, and we are also talking about an interesting poll that we ran on Twitter about Indiana Jones and Dino Land USA in Disney's Animal Kingdom. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us, and when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
This may be the first. Obviously, we're recording face-to-face again this week.
It's become a regular thing, isn't it?
We do seem to be doing it more and more, which makes sense considering we live around the corner.
Yeah,
each other.
True. But 5 minutes away.
Yeah. But it's, I think, the hottest day of the year.
It feels the hottest day. I don't know if it's technically the hottest, but maybe certainly down here on the south coast, it's hottest than it's been.
It's very warm in the flat as well.
Yeah. It's humid now, isn't it? That's what's changed.
Yeah. It's not too bad in here at the moment.
No. But when you get a breeze through the window, it's nice.
It's all right. It's nice. But I have a feeling, so after this podcast, we're moving into the games room. And with two Xboxes on, TVs on, we're going to need the fan.
And a lot of hydration.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm already drinking a pint of water now, which I don't normally do when I'm podcasting.
You're just preparing.
Yeah, usually I'm on a can of Monster, but I'm on the water.
It's probably sensible.
Yeah, it's a better choice.
More hydrating.
It's a better choice. So this week we thought we'd do something a little bit different. It kind of goes back to the early days of Theme Park Trader, where we'd talk about the news and things like that. And obviously we're recording today on the day that Toy Story Land has just opened.
Yeah, opened, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's officially opened today. And we thought we'd give our thoughts. We thought we'd talk through the menu of Woody's Lunchbox as well and kind of give our thoughts on that. Obviously, we haven't been to it yet. We're going later this year. But still, I think we're usually pretty right on our thoughts on a land, even though we've not been there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of right. Like Avatar, I think we kind of predicted that Flight of Passage was going to be incredible and River Journey was going to be like okay.
Yeah.
And we were right on that. So, yeah, I mean, first of all, let's talk through the actual land itself. And what are your early thoughts on it? Because I know it's a land built for kids, mainly.
Right, yeah.
But Slinky Dog Dash has a height restriction.
Oh, does it? Okay. Do you know what sort of height it is?
Well, let's have a look. A live Google. But yeah, and obviously the other attraction, Ass.
Yeah.
Or Alien Swirling Saucers.
Yeah, the amount of innuendos in this land.
Yeah.
Woody's lunchbox. Andy's backyard.
So you could
just dodgy people.
You can
this
literally go on Ass in
Andy's backyard.
In Andy's backyard. Which yeah is, so 97 centimeters.
Nice. Okay.
That's
reasonably high
a meter.
Yeah, for a ride aimed at children. That's quite high.
It is quite high. So, you know, people are saying, oh, it's a land up for kids. But you've got to be 38 inches to get on this attraction. And I'd imagine obviously every kid knows Toy Story. It doesn't matter how tall or small you are. But there's going to be a lot of small children wanting to go on this that can't.
Yeah, very true. And I don't know why they have a height restriction, because there's no, like, sudden drops. I've seen the point of view videos, and it's not really fast.
Yeah.
I don't know how it compares to the likes of Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Mm.
Not sure how it compares speed-wise. But yeah, it doesn't seem too intense that if you could have a small kiddie on there.
Yeah, I don't get it. It does seem very odd. I mean, so it's the same height restriction as Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Okay, interesting.
So maybe, yeah, it's very. They do seem quite similar.
But I would almost go so far as to say that Toy Story has more of a. There'll be more kids wanting to go on Toy Story than potentially Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, because
I think so.
More kids probably know Toy Story than kind of Snow White these days, don't they? Obviously, Snow White is a really old film.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I imagine there'd be more upset children that can't go on Toy Story than there would be to go on Seven Dwarfs.
I think so, yeah, I think so. And I think Aliens from Alien Sources looks very underwhelming.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything of it yet.
It looks pretty average, which is fine. You know, obviously, again, that ride is for kids. I understand. I'm not gonna go out there and say the rides are going to be terrible, because I think the difference with Avatar is that's very much a land that's targeted to everyone.
Yeah.
This feels very much, let's go after the children here and capture that audience.
That sounds creepy, Ryan.
Yeah, it does sound creepy. In preparation for going after everyone with Star Wars.
True.
I mean, obviously, we're massive Toy Story fans, and I can't wait to go here and check it out, especially at night.
Yeah.
It looks amazing at night.
Yeah, it does. The lighting effects that they've got on Slinky Dogs looks really, really good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the park kind of needs it, though, doesn't it? Because
they shouldn't have shut Great Movie Ride.
What do you mean?
They shouldn't have shut the Great Movie Ride.
No, I mean, the park children needs it in terms of a children's section.
It does, because, yeah.
Because you've got, obviously, Star Wars coming, which is obviously aimed at slightly older children, maybe.
I think so, yeah.
And adults alike. And then you've obviously got Tower of Terror,
Rock and Roller Coaster.
There's quite a lot of adult rides.
There's not really anything there for kids.
No, so they kind of need this balance in the park.
I do agree, yeah, I do think it's needed. And I think people that are saying it's terrible. Some of the bloggers I've seen talking about it who have been on it have said, oh, it's really boring, you know, it's quite...
What, Slinky Dogs? Or...
In general, they're right, like, okay. Very underwhelmed by it. But then they don't... No, they're not saying that, you know, oh, the caveat is maybe Disney aren't actually targeting a 35-year-old blogger. You know, that's not who yeah. they're going after here. And actually, look around you. Are the kids enjoying themselves? Because that's what this is all about.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the food options, you've got Mini Baby Bell.
Yeah.
The area is... Well, I don't know if the
The official mini cheese of the Walt Disney World Resort.
Yeah.
Can we just...
Who knew? Yeah, I mean, the lunch... Woody's Lunchbox is sponsored by Mini Baby Bell. So you think, well, that's a kind of a food aimed at children. So
yeah.
They're not going for the old
I do
market,
like
really.
Baby Bell.
He doesn't like a Baby Bell.
There but, you go. You know. I mean, yeah, I think this is very much a land aimed at kids. But, you know, obviously Toy Story fans are going to be happy with this. But I wanted to talk about two other things before we move on to Woody's Lunchbox. And the first one is that there's no proper shop.
Yeah, that surprised me when you said that.
There's no, you know, there's places where you can buy merchandise, of course.
Yeah.
But there's no giant Toy Story Pixar themed shop.
Owl's Toy Barn.
Yeah.
How is that not a thing?
I mean, I don't get it.
Because even when they had Midway Mania in Pixar Place, they never really had like a big shop, did they? They just had the small outside shop opposite the ride.
Yeah.
And even that, I mean, the options there wasn't extensive. It wasn't a good choice. I don't know if I've ever... Saying that, I was about to say I don't think I've ever bought anything from there, but I did buy a Buzz Lightyear hat last time I was
nice.
There. So,
you know, nice.
I will be wearing that when we go in October.
I've almost bought the Buzz Lightyear hoodie before.
Oh, yeah.
That one's pretty cool.
That does look good, yeah.
I'm just going to look on the map in case I'm wrong. And there is actually... Because, I mean, Owl's Toy Barn would make perfect sense.
I mean, maybe they'll bring it in later.
Possibly.
Maybe. You never know.
But I could be completely wrong. It's happened before.
I mean, it would make complete sense, wouldn't it? You could almost recreate the contents of Owl's Toy Barn, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Like an entire wall of Buzz Lightyears.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if not all of them were real. Like, after head height, everything is just a facade. But, you know. I think it's a shame that they have a shop. Real shame. I don't know. For me...
Yeah, there's no... it's just loading in now.
Yeah.
There is no shop in Toy Story Land. I've just done the filter. There's nothing.
That's bizarre.
Which, is, for me, is just absolutely insane. And then you're right. Owl's Toy Barn would... I mean, how is no one at Disney making that decision? It would pay for itself within a day.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Like, people are... Like, you've built this entire land for Toy Story... And it's aimed at children. Children are going to want to buy the merchandise and buy all the toys from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Particularly with Toy Story 4 coming out next year.
Yep.
It's surely it's a obvious thing to do, isn't it?
You think so? You know, and weirdly, they've kept Pixar Place.
I thought, because I saw that on the map, and I don't know what is down there.
There's nothing there, because you can't get into Toy Story, Midway Mania, through that entrance.
No, obviously the entrance is on the other side, which, to me, looks a little bit disjointed from the map. But yeah, I don't know what is in Pixar Place, because you've got, it just goes down, and then there's a dead end, where you've got Galaxy's Edge is working.
I'd imagine they're going to use that pathway just to filter people into Galaxy's Edge.
Maybe, I mean, I don't know, would that be the main entrance to Galaxy's Edge?
I don't know if it's going to be the main entrance.
No, just an entrance. You can get, like, as you go through Toy Story Land, it cuts, there's a dead end again, where that will lead to Galaxy's Edge.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Like, having that entrance there. But I think, yeah, there's a real opportunity to put in a proper shop there.
Definitely.
I know you would be buying probably everything in there, and I would certainly be buying a lot of it. I just don't get the mentality behind not doing that.
No, I don't know.
I know that they were restricted on budget here, like several times. You look at the concept art and, mm-hmm. and what's there now, and it's nowhere near as good as it looked on the concept art. And I know,
yeah, because originally the track was going to go under the underground, wasn't it?
Yeah,
essentially,
and through like a archway or something as well.
Yeah.
So I don't quite know what happened there, but there's been talk that the budgets were cut for some reason or another.
Right. Okay. But then you wouldn't think they would need a particular budget for a shop, would you? Because you think, well, you build a shop, it's obviously an initial investment to build it. It pays for itself.
It's good, yeah.
Obviously, the ride contributes to the offering of the park.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not a massive revenue earner, is it? Like, you get an initial boost of people coming into the park for the opening.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it will tail off and you'll just get the regular
yeah,
business.
And I think what I would have liked to have seen is Al's Toy Barn, an animatronic of Al in his chicken suit outside.
that would be amazing.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because they got the
Wheezy.
Wheezy, that's the one. Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Yeah, yeah, so Wheezy's new. But yeah, Al in a chicken suit would have been incredible. Yeah. Or even meet Al, like a meet and greet.
I mean,
with
you
Al.
Could have a real person in Al's suit, couldn't
they? I mean, there's plenty of fat people to get into that suit. Just give them a fake goatee.
Yeah.
And they're there.
I mean, obviously, Al itself isn't a big character, so he's physically big.
Yeah.
But he's not a huge, like, lovable character in the films, is he? But I'm sure people would still meet and greet him, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Al's Toy Barn makes complete sense.
Yeah, it's perfect setting, isn't it?
And they could even have, like, you know, some of the original Woodies and Buzzes that are still kicking about. You'd imagine they could have those in display cases, like even selling them. For like probably, I don't know how much to go for, but like $500, $1,000, I don't know how much.
Mm-hmm.
But and then, as you said, having lines of Buzz toys and Zergs and
there's
all kinds of stuff that they should be doing now. Yeah. I just don't get it.
And it's just prime for the next film next year.
I know. I just think it's a complete weird decision to not have that.
I mean, whether it will come, I mean, looking on the map, I mean, they could. You'd imagine they could fit it in. Like, there's some space.
But there's still an empty building here, right? This is Midway Mania, but this building here, I think, is still empty. So I'm not quite sure what's going on.
No, it'll be interesting when we get there in October to see what's kind of around in Pixar Place.
Yeah, I know that apparently you can get a very good view of Galaxy's Edge from Stinky Dog Dash.
Yes, yeah, I saw some pictures of that.
So
just some general scaffolding, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
That you get to see, but yeah.
But yeah, so I think... I'm still looking forward to going to it.
Oh, completely.
I'm not that excited to ride ass. but Sinking Dog Dash, I'm still looking forward to. And I'm looking forward to seeing the land, but it does look quite cheaply put together, if I'm honest. Like the figures and the way that it looked, you know, like the Toy Story area in Disneyland Paris?
Yeah. Well,
it feels kind of like a slightly upgraded version of that.
Right, okay.
And that's probably poorly put together, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was, obviously the thing is, the kind of the style of it is meant to be like you're in, well... And his backyard. And there's like, oh, you know, the large toys and they're just like placed around. So I kind of get the setting.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of, I think they can kind of get away with it looking a little bit basic and a little bit rough. But we'll see.
Yeah, I think we'll see. Obviously, we can't say it's terrible or it's amazing until we've been there.
Yeah.
But I think,
see the giant Woody at the entrance.
Yeah. I want to touch the giant Woody.
Ryan wants his picture taken in front of the giant Woody.
But the one place where you can get food is a quick service location, and it's very small. Again, no restaurant here, which I'm very surprised with. Surely there was an opportunity to have some kind of
Pizza Planet,
possibly, or some kind of Western barbecue place.
Yeah,
where you can meet Woody and Jesse and etc. Mm-hmm. That would have been pretty cool. I mean, Pizza Planet that existed before, where the Muppets is,
yeah,
was terrible food.
Yeah, did they just serve pizza?
Yeah, see, and the pizzas were awful as well.
See, again, it's kind of like they could make recreate Pizza Planet from the restaurant from the film, couldn't they? Like, have all loads of arcade games and stuff like that in there.
Yeah,
and I mean, they don't just have to serve pizza. I know it's called Pizza Planet, but they could just make it a generic, almost like electric umbrella where they serve lots of different things.
I mean, I guess Pizza Planet wouldn't necessarily fit with the theme of Andy's Backyard.
I guess, yeah.
But
that's true. I guess neither would Al's Toy Barn, if you're going to say that.
I suppose you're right, yeah.
But it still makes sense. Let's just change the name. Yeah.
it does make sense to put them there. But
what is the official name of the land? Is it Toy Story Land, or is it...
I think it is Toy Story Land, yeah.
Okay.
It's not a great name for a land, is it?
No, I don't know where the Andy's Backyard comes into it.
That's just... I think it's all the area where Slinky Dog Dash is.
Right, okay.
Because ass isn't in Andy's Backyard. There's no ass in Andy's Backyard.
Nice. Just... Do you reckon old Lasseter came up with those?
Oh, God. I've got a great name for this ride. Alien Swirling Saucers. Don't mention it. Unless you want to cuddle. No! But let's talk about the one food place that does exist. I do think there should be a restaurant. But I think it looks alright. Like, it doesn't blow me away. But I would definitely have a few of the items here.
Yeah. It'd be worth a try, wouldn't it?
I think, you know, for the entrees, you're talking grilled three cheese sandwich, and for me, the barbecue brisket melt are the two that would interest me.
Right, okay.
On the dining plan, there's no question that I would go for either of these.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't on the dining plan, $8.99 for a grilled cheese sandwich.
It's pretty pricey, isn't it?
It's pretty bad.
And when you see it, it's like, it's literally...
It looks quite burnt
as well. Two bits of bread and some cheese.
I mean, yeah, and I think it's got a dip along with it, hasn't it?
Right, okay.
I don't know what... a garlic buttered... cheddar cream cheese spread. But yeah, it doesn't look that impressive.
No, considering you're paying essentially $9 for it.
$9 for a grilled cheese sandwich is nuts.
It's pretty pricey, isn't it?
And it looks quite basic, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It really does.
And doesn't look particularly appetising, I'll be honest.
No, for $9 you would expect something a little bit, I don't know. I mean, how much can you jazz up a grilled cheese? But
grilled cheese is grilled cheese, isn't
it? If you're going to pay $9 for it, you expect something, don't you?
Yeah, but, you know, the barbecue biscuit melt, I think I might try.
Yeah. I mean, even that's $13, isn't it?
Yeah, it is expensive.
It's pricey for what it is.
But the tochos look like they're the best thing on the menu for me.
Yeah.
Which is potato barrels or tater tots.
Oh, tater tots, yeah.
With beef and bean chili, shredded cheese, and tomatoes, corn chips with sour cream and a sprinkle of green onions. Then they look pretty tasty as well from the pictures that I've seen. And also, apparently, in Andy's Backyard or Toy Story Land, you can get alcohol. Andy's an underage drinker, it would seem.
Maybe that's Andy's mum.
Yeah.
Leaving her drinks around.
Yeah, she's just leaving her... I don't know what they call it. It's like an adult...
What was it?
I can't remember what it's called. Oh, here we go. Grown-up lemonade.
Oh, yeah, that's
Grown-up lemonade. So, which is three olives, cherry vodka, with all natural lemonade and black cherry puree. I'd probably give that a go, but also they have Blue Moon here.
Blue Moon?
Which is one of my favourite ales.
Oh, okay.
So that is incredibly good. $7.25 for a Blue Moon is pretty bad. I don't know what 16...
I mean, essentially, when we're there in October and we're in Toy Story Land, Ryan would just be propping up the bar at Andy's Lunchbox. Or Woody's Lunchbox, isn't it? Not Andy's Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I drink a lot when I'm in... Not loads. I don't get, like, tiddly or anything. But I'm just seeing what a pint is. Imperial flute. Okay. So at 20 ounces, which is what they serve their drinks in, right?
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
So 16 ounce.
So it's not even a pint. You don't even get a pint, and it's $7.
$7.25.
Which is pretty shocking, to be honest.
Yeah.
$7.25, like, if it was a pint, it's not crazy expensive, because you pay for, like, £5 over here, £5.50 over here for a decent beer.
Yeah.
In a pint. So it's not crazy if it was a pint, but, slightly under a pint, it's not amazing. But it's Disney, and you expect to pay more. And you probably are most excited about the low-fat milk. No.
Well, of course, yeah.
one of the specialty beverages, because they get served in the alien cup.
Oh, yeah. I want one of those cups.
The Mystic Portal Punch with a souvenir alien sipper.
Okay, so they... Oh, okay, so you can get it... Wow, so it's significantly more expensive with the sipper, isn't it? It goes up by $12 for the sipper, but it's totally worth it.
Well, you don't have to get the punch. You can get, like, just a Diet Coke.
Oh, okay, well, in the sipper.
In the sipper.
Oh, I see, like $2 cheaper. Assorted fountain beverages in the sipper. Right, okay.
So you don't have to have the...
Yeah, because the Mystic Portal Punch is Powerade Mountain Berry Blast with flavours of lemon, lime and tangerine. Sounds quite nice.
You're going to give it a go? That surprises me, because you're quite fussy.
I might give that a go.
I think it's better to give that a go rather than pay $15 for a Diet Coke.
Yeah, very true.
I mean, I know you're getting the cup.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting... if you think of the price of the Mystic Portal Punch compared to with the sipper, so it's like $12 essentially for the cup. So you're paying like $2.99 for your Coke or whatever you have in there.
Yeah, which is probably about right.
Yeah, it's not too bad, isn't it?
It's probably about right. So, I mean, that obviously, and also the one thing we do want to talk about is the mini Baby Bells. The official, as we said, the official mini cheese of the Walt Disney World Resort.
Now, the question is, what is the official regular size cheese? Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. Maybe it's the official cheese, but I think they made it clear that it was the mini cheese.
Right, okay.
Or snack cheese, whatever they called it. But it's for three individually wrapped, 100% natural, semi-soft, original flavour cheese Baby Bells. You're paying $3.49. Which, by the way, you can get six over here in the UK for £1.
Yeah, we did our research.
What, $1.40 maybe?
For
six?
Something like that.
So they are ripping you off massively. And I can kind of accept paying more for like a grilled cheese sandwich and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But for things that you can literally take into the park with you, you can pick up at any supermarket.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming they sell them in America.
Yeah, they do, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So it's not like they've had to import them specially.
No. Who's buying them? Like, no. who is literally going to Woody's Lunchbox and be like, you know what, I don't want the grilled cheese sandwich, I don't want the barbecue brisket melt, I'm just going to take the mini Baby Bell snack cheeses for $3.49.
I prefer my cheese in a wax form, please, and not grilled.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's going to be incredibly entertaining to roll those wax balls up and throw them at people on Slinky Dog Dash. Don't do that, by the way.
No, one will get stuck on the track.
Yeah.
It will derail.
Oh, yeah, it will, because the wax will melt.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
No, definitely don't do that.
Take it to Expedition Everest, and we'll start replacing the hair bands with red wax. I went a bit Jonathan Ross there. Where's wax?
It's like quite a commitment, isn't it, to store your wax and bring it to another park.
Well, it can't be worse than the hairbands.
The other question I've got, I just noticed they have tomato basil soup. Who is ordering soup in Florida?
It's like 30 degrees. I'll have a soup, please.
I'm just going to have some nice warming soup.
$3.69
as well. Because I'm not hot enough.
Yeah, $3.69. Maybe it's the people that come from like... Australia or Africa, or somewhere like that.
Yeah, or Middle East, where it's like 50 degrees all the time.
And they're just like, this will cool me down.
Yeah, I just,
I'm just a bit cold, I'm going to have this hot soup.
Yeah, just they're standing there in their jacket.
Yeah, shivering.
Drinking their soup.
But I mean, I've been to the States in the winter, and I've been in T-shirt and shorts, and obviously the locals have been in big overcoats.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in there in January.
And I'm sitting there sweating still, and they're freezing.
Yeah. What's the the Pop Tarts, aren't they? Essentially the Pop Tarts, aren't they?
They look quite nice, they do.
They look, I don't know, they look a bit fake.
Look a bit dry.
They look a bit, I mean, obviously I'm sure they are full of like colours, artificial colours. Not that I have a particular problem with artificial colours, but
yeah, Jamie Oliver does. Yeah. But we don't.
They complain about E-numbers, don't they? It's like, well, E-numbers are they've named that colour that particular E-number.
I'd be willing to try one of these though.
What's in it?
You've
just
got
like
two
jam or something like that.
You've got two of them. You've got a raspberry one with covered in strawberry fondant and crispy pearls,
yeah,
and a chocolate hazelnut one with maple fondant.
I could go with one
candy
breakfast.
Bacon.
Candy bacon. See, that's a breakfast thing all over, isn't it?
I mean,
that's,
I think the breakfast menu is slightly different.
Okay.
Just refreshing the menu now. You can get the tarts for breakfast,
and that
of course
makes,
you can.
I mean, they essentially are just like pastry sort of thing, aren't they? So
yeah,
I mean, that's kind of, you could get away with that for breakfast.
You can get a smoked turkey breakfast sandwich.
Interesting.
Small French toast sandwich. It sounds amazing. Marshmallow and chocolate ganache stuffed in grilled custard, soaked brioche encrusted with graham cracker crumbs. That sounds amazing. And you can get the potato barrels for breakfast, which come with brisket, country gravy, scrambled eggs, and with a sprinkling of green onions for breakfast is a bit much, isn't it? Like, it sounded good up until that point. But I'm very tempted to go there for breakfast for the small French toast.
Yeah, I mean, the potato barrels, like a side of potato barrels for breakfast. I mean, I suppose you get breakfast potatoes, don't you?
They're quite a big thing in America,
aren't
they?
I'll let them off.
But yeah, I like the sound of the menu. I'm definitely willing to try it there.
Yeah.
I just think that there should be a full sit-down restaurant at that place.
Yeah, because this is just a counter service kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, there definitely should be that. So that's Toy Story Land. Obviously, once we go in October, we will be giving a full review of the land, and hopefully by that point you'll be bored of all the bloggers that are very biased and think they're very privileged and think everything that Disney make is for them, which of course isn't. But the other thing we wanted to talk about this week...
Hang on, we haven't touched on the ride times yet. Wait times.
Wait times. So that is the other thing. I just set us up for a fall because I was saying all these bloggers are criticising Disney. But I believe that both of these rides, the max capacity for each hour is just over 1,000.
Right, okay.
I think it's about 1,200 maybe. It's 1,300, which is very small.
Right.
And so currently today, as of like an hour ago, the wait time for Slinky Dog Dash was 4.5 hours.
Ooh.
And I believe the wait time for Ass was maybe three and a half hours.
Right, okay.
I would not wait that long for some Ass.
I mean, obviously, I don't think that's quite as much as, say, Avatar.
No, not day one. No.
I mean, that's still a very long time to wait, isn't it?
I mean, for me, Disney opening a land on a Saturday seems a bit insane.
It does, like, especially, like, that's just mental, isn't it, for locals?
Yeah, you're going to have everyone going there. People that are on holiday, people that just live in Florida that obviously don't work weekends. Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But I think it will calm down a lot quicker than Avatar.
I think so. I mean, if we're not seeing the sort of like 6-hour queues that we were seeing for Avatar on day one, then yeah,
it's on a Saturday as well,
a little bit quieter, isn't it?
And Frozen was like 5.5 hours for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it develops. I mean, obviously, we're going to be looking to get our fast passes in September,
August.
Is it August, September,
August?
Okay. So
60 days. So it'll be August.
We're going to try and get our
Slinky Dog Dash.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather queue for, because I've heard that the queue for Slinky Dog Dash is mostly outside without shade.
Okay.
Which seems mental.
I mean, it seems okay today, isn't it? Because I think it's raining over there at Florida at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't understand that at all. No. But there we go. So wait times are pretty crazy at the moment, but I'm sure they'll calm down. Then the other thing we wanted to talk about this week is a bit more like, as we said, this is more of like our traditional shows, which we haven't done in quite some time. But I ran a poll on Twitter earlier this week and asked the question, and we don't tend to, on the site at least, we don't really tend to cover rumours because, I don't know.
There's so many floating around.
There's so many that just go around, and a lot of people post them for traffic, and most people that work inside Disney, you know, yeah, they can't really be trusted. Like, they hear things. Things like this are kept very close to Imagineering's chest.
Yeah.
But there have been rumours for probably 18 months to 2 years now that Indiana Jones is going to be replacing Dinoland USA at Disney's Animal Kingdom. So I just asked people what they thought, whether they were on board with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I expected people to vote very much towards keeping Dinoland.
Really? Okay.
But it went to Indy, 57% to 43%.
It's a close one.
It was close, but I honestly thought Dinoland would win by quite some margin. No one that wanted Indiana Jones to come in actually said anything in the comments. So they're being very quiet and just voting. A lot of people were very vocal about keeping Dinoland, but no one was really like, yes, I want Indiana Jones there because of X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we'd just talk about what we would like to see and why. I'm really torn on this because Dinosaur is one of my favourite rides. One of my favourite rides, but the rest of that land is terrible.
Yeah, it's absolutely just garbage, isn't it?
I like Primeval World as well.
Okay.
I know you don't.
Because it's the one that spins while you're on the track. Yeah, I'm not so keen on that.
I really like it. It will heavily damage your kidneys and possibly knock out a kidney stone. As we discussed a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I do like Primeval World, But the land itself is just outside of those two attractions. You obviously have the other ride, which I know is for kids. It's kind of your like your classic Aladdin flying carpet ride, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And is there like a playground there as
there's
well?
There's the playground there, which again I know is for kids. So you know I'm not going to say that's terrible.
Yeah.
But I think that the overall, the rest of it, where you've got the stalls,
mm-hmm.
where people are like trying to bring you over to pay extra money to win prizes and things.
Yeah. Yeah.
That feels very universal. I don't like that.
You've got a quick service restaurant there, haven't you?
Yeah, which is kind of Restaurantosaurus, which I like. I like it there. It's nice. It's good there. But would I like to see Indiana Jones in that space? Yes and no. I think I would, but I don't feel like Dinosaur needs to shut.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't know how they'd fit that in.
No,
because they could have Harrison Ford standing outside because he is an old dinosaur now.
There you go, it fits perfectly. who knows? They went Aliens with Episode 4. Maybe he's going back in time.
Maybe, you never know. Number five. Anything can happen.
yeah.
Just see the panic on Ryan's face.
Not again. Well, George Lucas isn't writing it this time, thankfully.
Right, okay.
So,
I mean, thank God he didn't write
his planned Star Wars trilogy. Yeah. Oh, God. If people have got problems with Last Jedi, which I think are mostly unjustified, by the way, they would have massive problems with what George Lucas was playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big time. But what are your thoughts?
See, now...
Before you say anything, I think one of the key reasons this rumour keeps happening is because the track layout on Dinosaur is exactly the same as the track layout on the Indiana Jones ride in California.
Right, okay.
So a lot of people are saying that's why this is happening.
Right. I mean, for me, I think it would be nice to see the change because obviously Dinosaur USA has been there for a long time and there's not a huge amount in there. I mean, Dinosaur is a great ride.
I love Dinosaur. Ride.
I think if they rebranded it to an indie ride, essentially it's the same ride, but it's just with a different setting. It's kind of like when people complain about Tower of Terror being changed to Mission Breakout.
Yeah.
I don't really have a huge problem with that because essentially it's the same ride, it's just got a different storyline.
Which people have obviously gone on to love.
Yeah. So I don't see a problem if it was converted. I think I would like to see Indiana Jones come in just for a change.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the best.
It's not for the franchise. For the land.
It's, well, no, it's not. I mean, for the park even. I mean, you could say Avatar as well. That's not the best.
Well, I still don't think it is.
No, it's a real stretch to put that in.
Well, now, I mean, Disney's purchase of Fox has just been approved.
Yeah.
So now that at the very least they will own Avatar.
Right, okay.
Well, I say own it. James Cameron still owns it, I suppose.
But the rights to distribution
and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, they must have known that was happening in the background.
They probably knew it for a little while, didn't they, before it all kind of came out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it would be nice to see a bit of a change there. Obviously, we've already had Avatar open, but Dinoland USA is a little bit dated. There's not a huge amount of great stuff there.
But again, you know, does Dinoland fit in with Animal Kingdom? Probably not. Had they kept to Animal Kingdom's original plan, where you'd had the other land that they were planning,
mm-hmm.
where it was all kind of like dragons and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, because you've kind of got the various animals, haven't you, as part of the logo of Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Because you've kind of got elephant, a dragon, a dinosaur. Is there a lion or something there?
I think there is a
something like that. I think there's about four of them, something like that. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't massively Dinoland as it is doesn't massively fit into the kind of the idea of the park, unless it's meant to be as like, because obviously the park's all kind of like animal focused and environmental, that sort of thing. So maybe they're looking at, you know, this is everything went wrong with the dinosaurs. Let's not do that.
Well, and also there is a certain level of education that happens on Dinosaur. You know, there's Bill Nye talking about how they were wiped out and things like that. So I think there is a little bit on Dinosaur, but the rest of the land is very odd. Like, it doesn't really fit.
Yeah.
But I think they could fit Indiana Jones in if they kind of fitted it into something like Temple of Doom.
Right.
Where you've got like the... Example, a land that... I know, you know, we've got Asia and Africa, but I think obviously Temple of Doom is set in India.
Yeah.
Could you? I know there's a bit of a disconnect between Africa and Asia and India, but could you create some kind of India area.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Kind of set it in.
And put Temple Indiana Jones in there. Yeah, and put like Temple of Doom within that.
Maybe.
That would kind of fit. And I think you would argue that maybe even the start of Raiders would fit as well. Because that's kind of like a jungle temple that he's in.
Yeah.
And the ball is kind of the giant stone ball is chasing him. But for me, like Indiana Jones, does it deserve to be in two parks?
Yeah, because it's obviously in Hollywood Studios, isn't it now? I mean,
it's a big franchise, but after number five, are we seeing any more films? I don't think so.
I mean, do you think they would get rid of Indiana Jones at Hollywood Studios?
I don't think they can afford to get rid of anything else at Hollywood Studios.
No, but I mean, obviously, once Star Wars Land, everything like that, opens,
maybe, yeah, maybe.
They can remove it. I mean, I personally wouldn't be sad to see that go.
I like it.
I know, yeah.
But yeah. It's been there a very long time. Yeah. So I'd rather see Beauty and the Beast shut.
Right, yeah.
Because that show is terrible. But I would understand if they closed Indiana Jones and bought a decent new experience into that area.
Yeah. I mean, for me, Indiana Jones doesn't seem like the right franchise to bring in. Because obviously it was massively popular. And it still is popular, but it does the lifespan of it isn't huge now. You've obviously got
much like Harrison Ford.
Exactly. you've got the fifth one coming out in
20. Well, it's been delayed from, it was 2020, so I'm assuming they've pushed it back to 2021.
Right, okay. So
or later that year.
You've still got quite a few years before it comes out now, and then after that I can't see Harrison Ford doing another one.
Which means they're passing it to somebody else.
Either in the series, either in number five, they're going to sort of transition to somebody new.
Yeah.
Which I thought they were going to do in four, with Shia LaBeouf.
Well, thank God that never happened.
Maybe that was the plan, but then
that movie was terrible.
The movie was terrible and Shia LaBeouf is Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
So maybe that kind of didn't work out how they wanted it to. Maybe they're going to try it with number five. But
I hope they just end it. I really do hope they just finish it.
If they do just finish it, it seems like a bit of an odd land to bring in.
Yeah,
essentially,
I agree.
It's a dying franchise.
Yeah.
Granted, it's going to have a lot of like hardcore fans and everything like that, and people of older age will like. Obviously, we know the films, but obviously, kids these days won't necessarily know the films.
My kids will.
Well, yeah. Any sensible parent
would show them the original trilogy.
Yeah,
and stop there.
But yeah, it's obviously one of these things that if they don't make any more, then it's slowly going to die out.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana Jones is one of my favourite film franchises. And I think number three, number one, two of my favourite films of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Temple of Doom is okay, but I think the general rule with Indy is that the even number films aren't great. But yeah, I kind of agree. Like, I would love to see Indiana Jones' increased presence. You know, the ride in Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, what, the roller coaster?
It's great.
Yeah, that's
doesn't really feel like an Indiana Jones ride.
No,
there's no Indiana Jones music. In the queue or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's very short.
It's very quiet there as well. Like, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if they got rid of that soon.
There's hardly anyone that kind of knows what
it's
over
it's
there.
Really tucked around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a great ride, though.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see it in Florida. But I don't think the capacity's large enough to
No, fit I think I think they would need to... I think, for one thing, they would need to increase the length of the ride as well, because people just complain so much about the length of that ride. If they brought it out as a new ride, even though it was a copy... bring it out as a new ride, the length of it just isn't there.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, could you re-theme Dinosaur to Indiana Jones? Yes, obviously you could. It's the same track layout. Could you re-theme Primeval World to Indiana Jones? Absolutely. That could easily be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's possible.
I think if they were going to re-theme it, I don't see any point in re-theming both of the rides that they're already...
I'd like to see a new attraction.
Yeah, I think you can't just re-theme the entire Donorland USA and call it Indiana Jones.
No, but I think if you're building new attractions, it's going to be difficult, because I don't feel like you can use an old Harrison Ford to do it. He doesn't really feel like Indiana Jones anymore.
No, so obviously the arthritis is kicking in.
Yeah, Indiana Jones and the old people's home. It's like, they've stolen my pills, Indy!
Those
damn Nazis!
They're trying to take my money!
Oh, you will never catch me, Indiana Jones!
Just having a battle. It's essentially the scene from Family Guy with Herbert the pervert.
Yeah.
And the Nazi guy, isn't it?
It's exactly going to be like that.
Yeah.
But the other thing, obviously the other rumour with that, with Our Kingdom, is that we're going to see a Zootopia land. Now, I think it's too late to make that happen.
I mean, do you think there'll ever be a sequel of that?
I hope there is.
It's a great film.
I loved it. It's got so much potential to go have yeah. multiple sequels, more so than Frozen, I think.
Obviously, well, I don't know, now that the one of the head of Disney Animation was the... She was involved with Zootopia. I don't know if she was a writer or a producer or a director. She was involved in that film, so maybe she'll push it to the top.
Yeah, well, she's also directing Frozen 2, isn't she?
Oh, okay, yeah, she was involved with the first one, wasn't she?
So. Yeah, so we can't give her
too much
credit.
She has been involved in some really great films recently. Like, in the
not that many that warrants her going to studio head.
No, I mean, she doesn't have a huge experience, certainly at Disney, but the ones that she has have done...
They've done very well for the studio, yeah. I just hope that we see less sequels and more originals.
Oh, completely.
Zootopia and Big Hero 6... for me, were incredibly good Disney
animated
movies.
Yeah, and I think Zootopia, I wouldn't say was underrated. I think Big Hero 6 is underrated.
Massively, massively. But yeah, I think in short, I'd love to see Indiana Jones have more of a presence at Walt Disney World, but I'm not sure that Dino Land USA is the right place for it, or even I don't think that Animal Kingdom is the right place for it. But would Disney be insane to put another land in Hollywood Studios? Yes, it's not going to happen.
No,
it's not going to go. The only other park that it could possibly fit into is Animal Kingdom, but I'm not convinced that this is going to happen.
No,
it feels like they are kind of trying to squeeze the life out of Dino Land at the moment. You have that weird like Donald Duck takeover there at the minute, where you've got some like Scrooge McDuck and some of the characters from DuckTales are kind of there and they've taken it over, and that feels a bit odd. Mm. So I don't understand what they're doing with that. I don't know whether they're seeing, maybe are people still interested in this area of the park? Because if they're not, then maybe we should just reskin it to Indiana Jones.
Yeah, but then if you're going to be doing that, that's kind of a sign that people aren't interested in the land.
I think so. When they're doing these kind of like temporary summer takeovers.
You shouldn't need to do that if it's a popular land, should you?
I mean, they do the similar thing in Tomorrowland and The Incredibles. Mm. But Tomorrowland needs to change massively.
Yeah,
it's probably the most disconnected.
Yeah, but we will see that, won't we, in 2021.
Well, you've got
for 2021.
You've got Tron.
Yeah.
Hopefully they will close the Monsters Inc. show. Hopefully they will close Stitch, because they're both terrible.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Obviously, they've already closed Stitch, haven't they?
Is it still lingering? It's still there, but they haven't said what they're doing with it.
It's still on life support, is it?
It's kind of like closed, but it's not gone anywhere.
Right. Okay.
Which seems ridiculous. Why not just keep it operating?
Yeah. Because it's not... Well, obviously it requires a certain amount of staff, but...
It's not massive.
Yeah.
It's not massive. So, yeah, I think we're kind of in agreement there to keep Dino Land.
I don't know if we said that.
No? I'm not putting Indiana Jones there, though. Only if it's new attractions.
Yeah, I'd like to see... I don't mind Indiana Jones going there. I think it's a bit of an odd franchise choice, but I would not object to it going there.
As long as there was
something new there.
Disney are making very weird decisions at the moment for Disney World. I mean, Pandora was odd. I kind of get it, but it's still very odd. I think Guardians of the Galaxy in Epcot is very weird. It's just like, Peter Quill went here once when he was young.
that connection is a bit odd. I don't know. They're almost trying to... They want to put the franchises in somewhere. They can't put them all in Hollywood Studios where they all would fit because of it's based in Hollywood. So they've got to find somewhere to put
Epcot is the second best place for that to go, 100%.
Yeah.
They
gave it a very, very, very loose connection.
Yeah, and obviously we're not going to be seeing a young Peter Quill. You can assume we're not going to be seeing a young Peter Quill, because nobody cares about a young Peter Quill.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they bothered with that connection.
No, it's almost just to justify it to the fanboys, isn't it?
It really was,
It's just like, yes, look, we're putting this in here because there's a connection.
But look, here's a photo of him outside of Spaceship Earth in the 80s.
Not because we actually just wanted to bring it in because it's going to bring loads of crowds in because it's a Guardians of the Galaxy ride and Guardians of the Galaxy is a massively popular franchise.
Yeah.
So.
And breathe.
But I mean, I'm really looking forward to that ride.
I can't wait for it.
One thing, it's a track ride, and two, it's Guardians of the Galaxy, so you can't really go wrong.
No, I agree. I really hope that I would love it if Universal gave Disney back the rights to Marvel in on whichever coast Florida is on.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, considering Universal is owned by Comcast and Comcast lost out to Disney for the Fox.
See, this is what I think is interesting, because there's been talk of I don't think Disney can keep all of Fox. They have to sell off some of the TV stuff so they don't have a monopoly. So I'm wondering if Disney go to Comcast, look, we will give you this TV stuff. We will give you this stuff over here that we don't really want. Simpsons. Oh, we can't have, like The Simpsons.
I mean, that would make a lot of sense. They could,
but you have to give us Marvel back.
Yeah, they could essentially trade a load of stuff, because Universal have already got The Simpsons in their park.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for them to have that. Granted, they've already got some Marvel stuff, but surely they don't care about that.
You could easily rebrand most of the Marvel stuff there.
And essentially,
Hulk's could, easily rebrandable.
Like Disney, could, not, Disney could say, you know, you keep this for so many years.
You've got 10 years before you have to change it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, they could give them a contract for a certain amount of time just to keep what they have.
I think Disney would just be more interested in having the ability to be able to create something new.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd necessarily mind if that land remained, because the land that the Universal have got is very comic book based,
mm-hmm.
whereas Disney's would be very film based.
Yeah.
So there's a massive difference between the two.
Yeah.
I would be open to having both in Florida.
Yeah, I think if Disney got the rights, I think Universal would get rid of it.
Mm.
Like, not immediately.
What franchises have they got?
Don't know.
I mean, Nintendo, I suppose, which we're still yet to see in an announcement in Florida. Yeah,
still something to come for that. I'm sure they could come up with something.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think about Indiana Jones and the rumour of it coming to Dinoland. I'm still not convinced it's going to happen, but that's the rumour as of right now. It's been bubbling away for at least 18 months. But I thought, you know, why not ask people what they want to see? And it turns out most people want it. So that's probably the end of this week's podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you want to read more of our ramblings, you can go to our website, themeparktrader.com. Follow us on all of the socials. Our username is themeparktrader. I'm on Twitter as well, at Ryanogs. That's RYANOGS. Dan is also on Twitter.
Yep, Scrooby Online, SCROBY Online.
And thank you again for listening, and we will see you next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.